is the first single from the new album Red Clay Heart from Chamomile and Whiskey.
Well, the rumors, they do fly in this sweet little town. And I've been here a while, I've had my ups and downs.
Chamomile and Whiskey, a Charlottesville, Virginia-based band. Their lead singer is Coda Curl, and he joins us this afternoon.
Yeah, my pleasure, man. Thanks for having me.
Really enjoy the music on the new album, but for anybody who's not familiar with Chamomile and Whiskey, how did y'all get together?
Oh, yeah, we started the band, almost 9 years ago now. Me and Marie, our fiddle player, we kind of, decided we wanted to start a band, and over the years, different people have kind of come in and out, but we kept the project rolling, and yeah, the new record is kind of a good representation of the lineup we've had for the last few years, and we're excited to get it out to people.
How would you describe the sound of the band?
It's kind of hard to pin down, but it's probably somewhere along the Americana, Southern rock kind of route. This record especially is a little more of a little more electric than our previous records, and so probably somewhere kind of in that folk rock Americana world though.
You recorded in Nashville. When did you get together to record the new album?
Well, we recorded the record last year. So over the course of 2019, we live in Virginia, so we would go down to Nashville for, long weekends or 4 or 5 days at a time. And we did that, maybe 4 or 5 times over the year. And the record was done in the beginning of 2020, and we were hoping to put it out earlier. But then, with the pandemic, we had to kind of, a lot of plans change, as it did for many people. So, we finished the record, though, I guess, the end of 2019.
Well, the first single from the album is called Way Back, and I understand the video, which is terrific, was recorded at, a favorite place of yours.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We did it, actually, we must have filmed that maybe in January, and so the Whiskey Jar, it's our favorite bar here in Charlottesville where we live, and got our friend Emily, who's a great musician, has a cool band called Dropping Julia, to kind of basically play me in the video. And we had a lot of fun with that. It's kind of fun to look back. We don't do so much hanging out in the bar with all of our friends and fans anymore. It's fun to look back on.
Well, yeah, and that the pandemic kind of adds a whole new meaning to the song.
It really does. Yeah, the song's kind of just, I wrote it before all of this, but it really has kind of taken on a whole new life of its own, which it's interesting how that happens sometimes.
And I can identify with some of the lyrics in that one. Way back when I gave, you know how it goes. a really powerful song, too, is Another Wake. And that's, I'm sure, a very personal song for you about the events in Charlottesville in August of 2017.
Yeah, Another Wake. I'm glad to finally put that out. I wrote that just a few days after the Nazis came to our town, and we lost someone in our community, and it was, I've had that song for a while, and it's good to kind of finally get it out on the record, because it was definitely cathartic, I think, for me to write. A lot of musicians around here have kind of a lot of us have put something together, put a song, written songs about the events, and it was a tough time, and I hate that that's one of the reasons that, so many people know about Charlottesville nowadays. It doesn't fully represent, what we are as a community, but it does feel good to kind of get that song out in the world and kind of let people, hear our perspective a little bit.
Well, and I'm glad you say that, too. By the way, we're talking with Cody Curl from Chamomile and Whiskey, the new album, Red Clay Heart, coming out on the 30th. I've been to Charlottesville a number of times through the years, and what we saw then, that is so not a representation of what has been a very open and progressive community through the years.
Yeah, it was really, it was a lot of people who came from other places to kind of come protest that, a Confederate statue was being removed, and it wasn't really people, these awful people that came to town, I think, were mostly from other communities, and we have issues here like anywhere, but it definitely wasn't representative of the people that we know in our community. So, it was hard, it was hard to go through. It was a lot. We knew people that were down there, when the car hit the crowd. My little brother wasn't far from it, and it was just, it was a scary time. And we're proud to live here, and we love our city. So, like I said, it doesn't represent the community well at all, those events.
What What's it like being a musician and not being able to go out and do the thing you love in front of people these days?
Man, it's been crazy. It's been such a change. I mean, you know, this year was supposed to be super busy for us. You know, we signed with a new agent and the new record was coming out. We were ready to, you know, normally when you put an album out, you do a lot of touring, you kind of promote it, get new songs out in front of people. And, you know, that's what we feel like we do best, is play a live show. So it's been difficult, you know, not being out on stage and seeing our people. But, you know, we're trying to make the best of it. You know, we've been writing a lot and working on some new material and, you know, kind of doing things behind the scenes. So we've been trying to kind of find some silver lining, but definitely miss the crowd, that's for sure.
Well, I love the sound of the new album. Can you talk a little bit about the role producer Ken Coomer played in getting you what you wanted on recording?
Yeah, Ken was awesome. You know, we had never met in person. He had kind of reached out to us online, heard our stuff, you know, let us know that he had a studio in Nashville and would like to work with us. And so we kind of agreed to just try to go down there and do a few songs and see how everything went. Made sure, you know, we all kind of got along and had the same idea. And, you know, we showed up to his place. And I mean, within 10 or 15 minutes, we were just fast friends. He's a great guy and we just totally clicked. And so he was by far the most hands-on producer we've worked with. I mean, he really had a lot of opinions about the song, but he also was really open-minded too. And so we could all kind of discuss and we'd play with things and try things out. But, he just really, I just felt like he kind of got, you know, my songwriting and kind of what we were going for. And it was just one of those moments where like, all right, we feel like we're working with the right person and, we're going to make something cool happen, you know?
Do you feel like this album is the best representation of the band that people love when you're playing live?
I think so. I mean, especially considering, you know, because our lineup changed, I guess, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. Our buddy Lavin, who was our banjo player and wrote some of the songs, he moved back to Ireland, where he's from. And so kind of when he left, we had added an electric guitar player and kind of got a little bit more of an electric sound going. And so the last few years, you know, the records we had in the beginning probably didn't represent what we were doing live as well. So, yeah, this new record is really kind of like, it's kind of like a new era for us. And I think it really does represent the five of us right now and kind of the sound that we've been working on the last few years. So it feels good to be able to share that with people finally.
Who are the guys you listen to? Who were the influences on you when you were learning to play?
Well, you know, I was from a songwriting perspective, my dad was a songwriter and you know, he listened to a lot of Bob Dylan, John Prine, you know, so they were big on me. You know, Neil Young was definitely a big one as a songwriter. And then, you know, I always loved, Tom Petty, Bruce Springsteen, you know, all those classic, you know, great American rock and roll bands were definitely a big influence on me too. But yeah, I was lucky to kind of grow up in a household where there was always good songwriters on. Definitely, I'm sure helped to form my connection with the art form.
The brand new album, Red Clay Heart, comes out officially October 30th. You can go to the website, chamomileandwhiskey.com, for much more information. Terrific new music. Coda Curl, it's been great to talk with you. Thanks so much for visiting with us, and we wish you much success with the new album.
I really appreciate that, man. It's been my pleasure, and yeah, thanks so much for having me on.